It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. Mark Cantor of Cleveland, Ohio, has a 7-year-old and a 9-year-old at home. Each has a Facebook account.
Because they really wanted to be on Facebook. And my experience as a parent is when you tell some kid they can't do it, that just makes them want it more.
So Mark set up accounts for his kids, violating Facebook's terms of service to do it. Facebook bans kids under 13.
The key sign-up stage where they're asked for their age, yes, absolutely, we lied. And we're telling them the reason why they're saying you can't be on there is because of, and then we had to politely explain to them what a predator was, what were these negative things that could happen, and why they don't want to respond to people they don't know.
Mark's situation isn't unique. New research indicates underage kids are flocking to Facebook. More than half of 12-year-olds in a recent study lied and got accounts, usually with mom or dad's help. Dana Boyd is with Microsoft Research. She co-authored the study.
For a lot of parents, social media is a part of everyday life, and they want their children to have access to these services. Sometimes they want access in order for their kids to communicate with grandma or with them. Sometimes they want it because they think it's really important that they help their kids learn how to navigate these spaces. All of these are perfectly legitimate reasons, and they want to actually have final say over what their children may and may not access online.
The rule about being 13 is there because of the Children's Online Privacy Protection Act, or COPPA, which was passed in 1998.
The idea was that any commercial website that collected data about children under the age of 13 would need to actually get parent permission. And it was an extremely well-intended piece of legislation. The challenge is that in implementation, it was extremely difficult for companies to comply. There were technical issues, there were questions of free speech, there were economic issues that it was expensive to comply. And so what a lot of these companies decided to do is that rather than deal with the complexities of complying with COPPA, they just decided that they would restrict access to children 13 or older.
But kids still want to get to these sites, and parents want them to get there too, so everyone lies. Boyd says that's not the only way COPPA has been ineffective.
The questions about privacy have only gotten more complicated, the result of which is that while most of the goals, you know, a decade ago were to focus on vulnerable populations in the form of children, in many ways, everybody's vulnerable and confused about what's happening with their data online. So all of these attempts to focus specifically on children also don't succeed in actually supporting adults who are in many ways themselves confused about what's happening with data.
Dana Boyd of Microsoft Research. Saddle up. It's the
Robot Roundup.
Let's see what our cybernetic friends are up to now.
Robots
are sweating. The newly developed Petman simulates a soldier so that better clothes and equipment could be made. Petman walks, does push-ups, even sweats. Very lifelike, although the head is just a blinking red light. Hey, Petman, you sweaty, red-light-headed robot.
Robots
are climbing walls. Canadian researchers have built a robot with dry but sticky feet based on the feet of a gecko. They hope to use it in nuclear plant inspections or search and rescue.
Robots
are helping you with your shirt. Researchers at Nara Institute of Science and Technology in Japan have built a bot specially designed to put shirts on people. It works. Finally, a solution to the age-old problem of really wanting to wear a shirt but not wanting to put a shirt on yourself. We have videos of all these robots at MarketplaceTech.org. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Best Buy for Business, with commercial-grade products and personal account managers to help your business be ready for anything. BestBuy.com/business.
Oscar Gomez was a Chicano student activist in the 90s, a radio DJ and a rising star.
He was fire. He was charisma incarnate. Everyone had a crush on him.
He was a voice of people who didn't have a voice.
Until his sudden and mysterious death. What happened to Oscar? Imperfect Paradise, The Forgotten Revolutionary, wherever you get your podcasts.